services under immense scrutiny and difficulty. But I think that disproportionately the community and voluntary sector in a large rural county like Donegal have been hit harder than most. And over the last 8 months, we've seen a 5% cut from the HSE to the community and voluntary sector projects within Donegal. And our concern is that those people who are most at risk or within the fringes of society are going to be left high and dry and disproportionately affected if further cuts are put onto the sector.
Now, in a sense, what you're saying is a double-edged sword, because you also have a warning for employers within that sector. You're saying, whereas you sympathise with the situation many of them are in, the fact is their workers are workers, they belong to your union, and if you feel their terms and conditions aren't being upheld, you'll act.
Well, look, what we're calling for is the funding for those agencies to be ring-fenced in the budget. They've taken enough pain. But equally so, we're saying to employers within the community and voluntary sector, is enough. Our workers can't afford to take any more hits. A number of the employers within Donegal have had third-party decisions against them when they've tried to trample on the terms and conditions of ordinary public sector workers. So we're saying enough is enough, and we're calling on the government to ring-fence the funding and actually to ensure that they continue to deliver critical frontline services for the people within Donegal.